At communion, we'll have a chance to sing a song that is peaceful. It's called When Peace Like a River. And because I want you to not miss on singing it, you should know that it's in the green hymnal. It's number 346, so that when you get there, you won't be wondering how to sing this lovely hymn that you do not have a hymnal for. It is 346 in the green hymnal, and it has beautiful words, which we need on weeks like this, I think, when peace seems like a stretch. In fact, I picked this psalm that we are reading tonight because, well, it's soothing, I think. You know, it begins with, "O God, you are my God, I seek you. My soul thirsts for you." And then perhaps just as helpfully, it ends, towards the end of what we read, it says the words, "But those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth." Don't you love the Psalms? How they can carry such peaceful words and also such words of sometimes desperately needed words of vengeance. So there's this song. You know, I never hear it in church because, well, it doesn't really match our theology, but it's fun. So I wanted to share it with you tonight. It goes, "I got shoes, you got shoes, all of God's children got shoes. When we get to heaven, we're gonna put on our shoes. We're gonna walk all over God's heaven, heaven. We're gonna walk all over God's heaven. Everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. Heaven, heaven. We're gonna walk all over God's heaven." You ever heard that song before? It's an old African American spiritual. You know, we don't sing it, I think, because the whole sentiment of everybody talking about heaven ain't going there is not really one that we would like to lift up, right? We talk about heaven a lot, so we would basically be condemning ourselves. But in the context in which it was written, it made a whole lot of sense. As slaves talking about their masters, celebrating the joy of heaven while enslaving them, it was quite understandable. It is tempting to take pleasure, or at least consolation, at the idea that that hateful young man who killed 22 people in El Paso at that Walmart and wrote that hateful manifesto ain't going to heaven. And that person in Dayton, by the way, might join them. And the person in New York and California. And for that matter, that unknown person who broke into our church on Sunday evening. Our church. Our church. Everybody's talking about heaven ain't going there. Heaven. Heaven, gonna walk all over God's heaven. But then, you know, there's Jesus. Jesus says, "Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on the count of the Son of Man. And further, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you." We who are called to both cry out for justice and to turn the other cheek and practice compassion, how do we strike a balance between yearning for God's justice to rain down, calling out evildoers and uplifting the righteous, while also turning the other cheek? The only way I can find might sound strange, but it is to look for suffering. Notice the suffering of the families of those who have lost lives to these horrific mass shootings. Notice the suffering of those who feel their community is being attacked by the rhetoric that is shared all too broadly. Notice the suffering of our community, who feels the pain of violence all too acutely. In fact, I was walking through our neighborhood last night, delivering those invitations for our conversation tomorrow night, and I heard from one woman a gut-wrenching story of how her grandson, her 21-year-old grandson, was shot and killed just last week in an attempted robbery. Notice the suffering of victims and families and communities. And yes, by the way, also notice the suffering of those with undiagnosed or poorly treated mental health issues. As hard as it is, notice the suffering of individuals caught in addiction that will drive them to do unspeakable things, even burglarize the God is Love Church. Acknowledge the suffering all around. And then have compassion. Have compassion on those families devastated by loss of life. Have compassion on those who are overwhelmed by fear. Have compassion on those struggling with mental illness. Have compassion on those who have fallen victim to addiction. And remember, blessed are you who weep now, for the pain of the world around us that sometimes strikes so close to home, for you will laugh. You will find joy in compassion and kindness and peacemaking. Noticing suffering is not fun, but it is a step towards compassion. It is a step towards hope. For suffering alongside someone for their sake, as hard as it is, produces endurance. And endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.